supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are researchers learning about the incidence of anxiety among children?
Well, the estimate is sky high, Mike, and it's over 30% of all children have an anxiety disorder. And, you know, parents and physicians and teachers think, well, they'll outgrow them. Well, they don't. Kids who start off with anxiety disorders without treatment, they tend to get worse.
Let me ask you, when is it anxiety and when is it an anxiety disorder? What's the difference? I mean, all of us feel anxious at one time or another.
Well, the rule of thumb is when it interferes with the quality of your life. A child who refuses to go to a birthday party or refuses to have a sleepover or go to a sleepover, getting a lot of belly aches, not being able to sleep, being afraid of the dark or afraid of dogs, these specific phobias kids might have, you know, they can take a lot of different forms. But these anxieties need to be taken seriously.
Any idea as to why the numbers are so high?
Anxiety has been growing for a long, long time. So we've got the basics of genetics. And we know that anxiety is contagious. It's highly contagious through mirror neurons. If you spend an hour one-on-one with a friend who's highly anxious, you're not going to be comfortable in that room. You're going to be disturbed after a while. So anxiety is contagious. But we're also living in a world in this news cycle where all we hear all day is what we need to be nervous about. So, you know, we're teaching our kids and ourselves to be wary of almost everything.
What can parents do about it?
Well, Mike and I touched on genetics. So that's probably the biggest risk factor. So an anxious parent or two anxious parents will have a child who's at high risk. So add to that, that child's being raised by an anxious parent. So anxiety gets communicated through the parent-child relationship. So we see these overprotective parents who won't let their child or try to prevent their child from experiencing any adversity or hurt. An anxious parent, instead of saying, well, that fast food is really not good for you, you should try to stay away from it. Instead of saying that, they might say that fast food is poison and will lead to an early death. Parents who have anxiety are much better off when they understand their own anxiety and are able to manage that.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.